Hey guys, crew of Blonde Wave, I'm Eric.
I'm Shane.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Aaron.
Rick.
That's yes. Rick. If you don't know Rick, Slick fuck Rick. You. If you guys didn't know, we did go over 10K on Patreon.
We did,
yes. Which is insane. Too crazy.
Because of you guys.
But not crazy enough where I'm going to say, like, don't.
Stop.
You should. It's fine. So we had a goal for that. It's a tabletop RPG. Bi-weekly? Weekly?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We're having him up coming up.
We have it all planned out, guys. So we're going to start that today. I don't know why what we're doing here. They're going.
He just sweeps stuff off the table.
What are we doing today, Rick?
We are playing Dungeon Crawler Classic.
Yes. By the way, Rick is going to be our Dungeon Master.
Game Master. Dungeon Master is trademarked.
Oh, yeah. Game Master. I owe 10 bucks to Dungeons & Dragons.
He'll be leading our tabletop adventures.
Yes.
Exactly. The way this is going to work, too, the three of us have gamed before, role-playing in particular. These two, completely new.
So,
virgins, we could say.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You can use that with me.
By choice, though.
So, it should be an interesting experience. I chose Dungeon
you
Crawler...
You hit me in the face and Eric. It's like, that's one magic loogie. What the fuck do you know that for?
All right. I need this.
Pencils. Thank you.
Paper.
Yes.
I need this.
Dude, I've always wanted paper.
Oh, yes, man. Rip it off, Rick. Rip it off. Yes. Yes.
Calvin's giving me a hard time because I don't like ripping off my
some
paper.
Special
I like using all
gentleman
my paper.
Needs graph paper.
I will do that.
That's probably a good idea.
This is technical.
I know what's happening, though.
Rick, are you the spy or something?
What? No, that's a different game, Shane. Okay. That's a different game.
The lead wouldn't come out.
So this is a very old-school system in that it sort of replicates, like, D&D from the 70s.
But okay.
With some modern improvements, if you will.
How was that?
Hey, motherfucker.
I'm making complete sets. I'm playing.
One of the most fun things about this game is character creation. It's all randomly generated.
Sure.
Right? Hey. And I've taken the liberty of making randomly generated characters for you. You'll notice you have three of them each.
Well, gee willikers, Rick.
And the reason for this is part of character creation is called the meat grinder. We're going to go through an adventure, a dungeon. And whichever of your characters survives is the character you play for the rest of the campaign.
Okay.
So right now you're starting out as peasants, as farmers, as far away as an adventurer as you could be, right? There are no wizards right now or anything like
damn!
That.
Damn!
you guys are just peasants from your farm.
Can I ask questions what I am? What's a barrister?
A lawyer.
What's a halfling dyer?
Can I write on these? Thank
you. Yeah.
Take this.
That's his set.
A dyer?
Yeah.
Like you dye cloth?
Yeah, no,
what's a halfling haberdasher?
A hat maker.
Haberdasher. Oh.
So I can write on these, right?
You can write on anything you want, Eric.
Okay, I don't know if you need them back.
Anything.
At the end of class.
I need nothing back.
At the end of class.
What?
I name all the same person myself?
Probably not, no.
No.
It's really not so imperative that you name them right now, because you shouldn't get too attached to them.
Okay.
There's
a very low chance that they will survive.
Yes. So... Let me explain what some of the numbers mean before we get started.
Okay.
All right. So the basics of this game is you're either going to be rolling a D10 or a D20. When I say D, that means dice. And then the number is the number of sides, right?
Okay.
That's the big one.
it's a big one.
That's a D20.
So for basic actions in the game, anything that has a risk of failure, that risk is like negative, right? So not like... Can I walk up these stairs? But more like, can I walk up this slide that drops into a pit? Right? That kind of thing. Anytime you're trying to do something like that, you have to roll a die. And you have to get a number higher than whatever the difficulty rating is.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay? You'll be adding numbers to that die roll based on your stats and skills and weapons, like magical things.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you have a strength number. Okay. That's how strong you are, how much damage you do by clubbing people or stabbing them or whatever with melee weapons, right? Agility is dexterity, it's acrobatics, but also like aiming and shooting a bow.
Mm-hmm. Agility is aim too?
Yep. Stamina is your hardiness, so like your resistance to disease and poisons and your hit points. Personality is how charming you are, basically.
How easy it is to convince people or...
Yep.
Change their mind.
Okay. Intelligence is Not only like your book intelligence, but also your ability to discern a complex situation.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
And then luck is kind of a catch-all. You can spend luck to augment your rolls. Okay? But then that luck is permanently lower. And occasionally, when like no other roll would do, I'll have you roll luck, and you have to roll under it to succeed.
Okay.
Under your luck?
Under your luck. So the more you spend, the more unlucky you get.
Is that a d20 roll for something like that?
Yeah.
Like, is it all d20?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So this sort of setting is like...
Is this campaign going to last for weeks?
It could.
That would just... I'm not in love with any of these characters.
Well, then get them all killed and you get new ones.
That's their names.
I figured if it's someone we've known for a while, we should create our own.
So, like, this is just the very beginning of the character. You will build the character when it levels up.
Okay.
Right? But right now you're starting, and like, stop saying like so much. If you're super, like, not happy with them, I'm happy to give you another set.
Okay.
Because I've got, like, 50.
Yeah, like
they're super easy to pre-gen, so.
How about this?
Well, I mean, one second.
What are the options? Hang on. Options?
Hey, I'm dropping your dice.
Want options? That's fine.
So this is sort of a medieval fantasy world, right? Tolkien-esque. You can kind of think of it like that. It has halflings, it has dwarves.
Okay.
It has people. There is magic, but magic is very rare and unpredictable and quite deadly. There's not a lot of magic items around. Any magic items that exist were like purposely made, right? You're not going to be able to go into a shop and buy a magic item.
Okay.
You're going to have to get it through adventuring.
Okay.
Okay? So your motivation, if you will. Since time immemorial, you and your people have toiled in the shadow of the Cyclopean ruins. Of mysterious origin and the source of many superstition, they have always been considered a secret best left unknown by the folk of your hamlet. But now something stirs beneath the crumbling blocks. Beastmen howl in the night, and your fellow villagers are snatched from their beds. With no heroes to defend you, who will rise against the encircling darkness? The secrets of chaos are yours to unearth, but at what cost to your sanity and soul? So that's sort of the basic of how things are getting started, right? You guys are in this peaceful little hamlet. Some beastmen came down from this weird castle keep thing.
Okay.
Kidnapped some people. It may have been family, you know.
So
lovers.
We're going to go save them?
You're going to go save them.
Ah, okay.
Is the general idea.
I thought we'd been kidnapped.
No.
Good.
Not yet.
Good. What? Okay, hang on. Calvin, what are you going to do with all these sets of dice that you just divided up and you have nowhere else to put them but in the bag?
Yeah, a bunch of different bags for all of them.
I'll put them in pot boxes.
What are we saving the family from again?
So
beastmen.
Yes.
Beastmen.
Eric taking notes for the quiz later.
Very good.
Beastmen.
Just being prepared, Aaron.
Okay. So like
he's a spy.
I'm already naming my characters.
He's a spy.
You guys live peacefully in your hamlet, and there's been this spooky castle keep thing, like some miles off. And no one has ever went there.
Shadowkeep.
And it's because it's pretty spooky. But now that place seems to have come to life, and all these terrible things are coming out of it. And they kidnapped a bunch of villagers. It's just your job to get them back.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm ready. I got my dice.
So us, the peaceful villagers, are going to get the other villagers back.
Yep.
Have we volunteered for this, or being forced?
We're being drafted?
I'm
assuming that like I have loved ones of my characters that I need to save.
Oh.
Your motivation is whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
You could believe that there are riches, or... This guy was made to by the king, because he's a jester. And he's like, go! He's like, okay.
Yeah. This guy is an elven lawyer, and his name is William Loblaw, and a lot of his clients were taken. So he needs to get, you know...
To get paid.
And then this guy is Topper Half-Giant, and he is a hat maker. And he
should
has
have named it Robert Loblaw.
No, William.
Because William was doing.
It's a story thread.
Okay.
So the hat maker...
Hope he survives to tell it.
He's a halfling, and he has a lot of hats made already in advance, and they didn't pay for it.
Is his name
go get him
Bottom Hat?
Too. Yeah. And the other guy is a scribe.
That'll be useful.
And he just wants to write about the adventure, so he's got to go.
Oh,
and his name,
strong
his
scribe.
His name is Father...
Abraham.
Gabriel. Michael. John.
Jimmy.
Paul.
Tommy.
Father Paul.
Father Tommy.
Father Bill.
Father Poopy.
Giant. He's his brother.
What?
Jane, your characters?
Cheese maker. I'm gonna name that guy.
No, Father Loblaw.
Father Loblaw.
Okay. Cheese maker. He makes. He used to make cheese at the Cheesecake Factory, but he got in trouble for smuggling out cheese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, right?
Yeah.
So now he's just a wandering cheesemaker.
Yeah.
It's a cheesemaker for hire. Okay.
Like Tallytown making cheese.
His name is Michael with a Y.
Michael Y.
Okay.
Is the next guy's name going to be Leslie?
Michael Swiss.
And then we have a halfling dyer. He's trying to join the dying union. Okay, but he needs benefits for his little halfling children.
Yeah.
Because right now they're just on you know, the government Medicaid.
Government cheese.
Government cheese. Yeah. From the government cheese.
His name is Aaron. Different. His name is Aaron with two A's.
Okay.
That sounds like
they don't care. Do they care about the people?
Oh, they do.
Why are they going to this adventure? Just because?
Because.
Okay. Good.
And then there's a merchant. He's from across the ocean, from a small tropical island.
Called Idaho.
And he is basically trying to send... trying to save money to send home to his family that's across the tropical ocean that was once occupied by Spain, and now they're not.
Okay. There's no Spain, this is a fantasy world.
Well, it's a fantasy Spain.
It's the fantasy okay. Spain.
If that makes okay. sense, I'm sorry.
Britannia.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Yeah.
Also, you should make some like notes of your stats, like kind of bets on who's going to survive, right?
I did that.
That character, Shane, is amazing.
Yes.
I know his stats are incredible.
What the fuck, man?
Right? His stats
I need
are,
new ones. I don't like them.
Are fucking insane. Well, like, okay. I have never seen...
So,
after look at everyone's, I knew it. Yes.
So, those numbers are generated by rolling 3d6, which means you can have between 3 and 18. So, take that into consideration when you look at those numbers.
Those are all well above
They're
average.
They're all double digits. Like, this is my best guy.
He's got nothing lower than 12.
Or maybe him.
He's got a 12, a 13, a 215, a 16, a 7.
I don't get how stamina relates to health, because this guy's stamina is random. 13 with 5 health.
Who's
this guy's stamina is 17 with 4 health.
Skill-based?
I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How does that work?
But
all right, here you go.
I have a dwarven miner. His name is Uglump. He was in town trying to sell his wares and his ores, but the shopkeeper was taken, and like it's his best friend. He's known him for years. It's like the only guy that he converses with. So he's going to go there and try to get him back so he can sell stuff to him for more than it's worth.
Is the shopkeeper a dwarf?
No. And I also have a beekeeper. His name is Sting. He's very fancy.
Does he wear a mask or paint his face?
He thinks himself a designer. He sells his honey to very expensive tongues that don't know it's just normal honey. He's extravagant. So that's how he makes his money.
I like it.
And the third guy, nobody knows much about him. He's a dwarven rat catcher. In the mines, there's a lot of rats.
I played Dwarf Fortress.
But,
so he wants to go into the mines and find rats.
So he wants to go in there and see if he can bring back a trophy.
His name should be like...
Probably some big rats.
Like No Beard Squeaky Bottom. I have my trapper, which his name is Jay.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's out there. He knows how to trap stuff, so he's helping to save people.
Okay.
And then we have a locksmith.
Maybe he's like an agent of some kind of like...
Yeah,
trapper organization.
Maybe, yeah, like a trapping agent.
Yeah.
Then we have a locksmith. He likes to keep things like locked and tidy and secure.
Yeah.
His name's Rop.
Rop.
Who's Rop? So he thought he'd be helpful in attacking a keep of Shadow.
Sure.
Fortressy place.
Locksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also then, he doesn't appreciate that so many of his patrons were taken because their doors weren't locked.
Yeah, they need to be secure.
Yeah.
Be careful of people. It's dangerous out there. And then we have a jester who the king made him go. He didn't really want to go. He was kind of hoping to just stay and tell jokes, that kind of stuff. And his name is Melee.
Okay.
You need comedy in times like these. So, the basic way the game works is I'm going to describe a situation, or a room, or a monster, and you tell me what it is that your characters want to do.
Yeah.
And then I tell you what roles might need to happen to make that happen.
Sure.
Okay, so, you guys are all heading up to this keep. Who is in first? Who's in front, who's in back?
You mean just of our, my three?
Of everyone.
Oh. Yeah. Shane's is first.
Very good.
Kill him off because we're jealous.
I'll go behind Shane. I don't know who wants to go behind me.
I'll go behind you.
Eric, you're last.
Oh, my group is last because Father Loblaw, who's not the father of William Loblaw, they're brothers. He's a father because he used to be a priest. But anyway, he's a scribe now.
Uh-huh.
He's lost his faith, but he's in the back. Because one...
He has to take notes.
He has to take notes, but two, he also doesn't believe in a higher power, so he stays back and out of danger as much as he can so he can just write. So he's with his group, and they're in the back.
Okay. That way nothing happens behind him that he can't see.
Yeah, he can see everything.
And he's out of danger. Even though it's daylight hours, the sky is dark with clouds.
Do you want me to shut that window?
No, it's ambiance.
Okay, good.
That's the rolling...
Clouds.
Floods going by.
Yeah.
Floods. You start to hear something echoing in the distance.
Are we in a cavern?
No.
No, we're just walking out.
Okay. You're like in the woods, gotcha. Heading up to this place.
Yeah.
And you hear, doomed, doomed.
I'm writing that down.
Well, he's playing a game. It's like, this is the best doom ever. Okay. Well, doom guy.
How distant does it sound?
It's coming from the direction that you're heading.
Towards the tower?
Yep.
Does it sound like it's coming from about
like
that distance?
Sounds like a good way to go.
You've heard this voice before.
Oh.
A gentleman by the name of Mad Murdock.
Mad Murdock.
Mad Murdock.
Is he blunt?
No, he was in your town, and he was never the most stable fellow, but he went to the tower one day and came back and was never the same. Always, screaming at the top of his lungs about doom and the terrible things in the tower. Yeah. And you guys, well, not necessarily you, but the town exiled him.
Yeah, a lot of people came to William Loblaw looking for a restraining order.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So he was exiled and never seen again.
Yeah, Rop banned him away and locked him out.
So you hear him screaming doom in the distance.
Okay. So he's probably just crazy. Probably not a threat, right? Shane, you can lead the way. Keep going.
We're still walking along. I mean, it's all three of us, right?
It's all of you.
All
12 of you.
All 12 of us.
You're just traveling around now.
Huddled together, torches.
Guys screaming doom, and you're just walking towards it.
We're walking. I'm in Raven, the merchant, he's in the middle.
Okay.
Cheesemaker and halfling to his left and right. Aaron's falling closely behind, holding my shirt, shaking.
What, you mean all my characters are holding your shirts?
They all are holding my own, specifically.
No, you confused me because one of your characters named
I know, you named the guy Aaron, so I wasn't sure.
So the question is, are you staying on the path where his screaming is coming from, or do you try and avoid him when he travels forward?
Well, I'm in the back, so I don't really get a whole lot of decision-making, but I'm screaming like, we go back, this trail's kind of... shallow. I don't want to get dirty.
Let's just go back to the cat town.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
But like, if you gotta go back, just tell me first so I don't get trampled.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have a halfling top hat maker, or just hat maker, and I don't know what the fuck he does other than make hats. He brought like an assortment of hats, but he's so short and he's in the back. He can't really tell what's going on, so...
You gotta stack the hats.
Yeah, but he's wearing all the hats, so he looks like a normal man.
No, he's not wearing them all. He has like on a backpack, kind of like a turtle shell.
It's like the mask guy.
But once he started hearing the doom thing, and no one was fucking telling him what he was doing, he couldn't see because he's in the back, he put on his hard hat, just in case.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But now we're all just waiting for you fuckers to figure out what we're going to do, because we're in the back.
So what's up?
He's writing shit.
Can we send a platoon of our characters in a like forward?
Sure.
What, is a couple?
You can send whoever. Yeah.
Hey, you strengthen numbers, man.
Yeah, you don't all have to go together.
Let Shane's guys go first.
No, that's a good idea.
Nope.
We just won't go, baby.
I'll
Calvin?
I can send melee.
I just want them to go ahead and scout out.
I mean, it's just the Doom guy. We all know that he's just this crazy asshole. We drove him out. He ain't gonna do shit to us.
Yeah, but maybe I think we should go find him and see if he knows
there
anything
are 12
about
of
this
you.
Place.
Yeah,
but what if you build a trap and you're gonna fall in a trap and it's spiking your deck?
All right.
I don't know how this game works.
So you're moving forward, right?
Yeah, we're moving forward.
Okay, so you're moving forward.
The guy in the back pushing.
He's setting. You crest the hill, and the first thing you see is the tower. The ruined keep, which squats atop a low, craggy hill. Its walls of toppled stone and massive granite blocks hinting at a forgotten battles and the clash of mighty armies. Now the ruins seem host only to creeping vines and the foul miasma that drifts down from the keep.
What's miasma?
It's like... In Dwarf Fortress, it's this purple thing that goes...
Okay.
Around. It's just like... Visible, like a sort of disease, kind of.
Like leprosy. Have you played StarCraft?
I have not, but I have seen Ghostbusters 2, and there was ooze in that.
Think of it like sewage.
Yeah, I saw Ninja Turtles
too. It's like slime, scum, like mold that has creeped out.
Yeah, like the walls of a sewer.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Ghostbusters 2.
The air is overrun with pestilence. Fat flies bite at you incessantly, and clouds of small black insects choke your every breath. The long abandoned land is choked with thorny vines that drape the sickly trees and hang from the ruined walls. There is an odor of rot and decay as the hill itself seems as if it were decomposing from within. A sight gives you pause. A ragged banner depicting a crimson skull on a black field stands high atop the ruined walls. Whatever lurks within has terrorized you and your village for too long. You turn to your companions and ready your meager weapons. The time for retribution has come.
Pirates dwell here.
The second thing you notice is a...
Shit.
A guy on, like, a cliff.
Shit.
He's sort of bouncing around kind of like Rafiki from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Rafiki.
Yeah, Rafiki.
He'll show you the way.
But he looks kind of like, Jafar from Aladdin when he was the old man.
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Whoever has
How's he jumping around?
Yeah, okay.
Most trusted advisor.
And he turns around and he points at you and he laughs. Ha ha ha! Doomed!
It's almost a Doom guy.
He pushes any rocks, I'm running.
Yeah. Sure.
He's like stroking his beard.
Doomed!
So is that who we recognize as
Matt Murdock?
Yeah. Crazy
Matt Murdock.
Mad
Murdock.
Crazy yeah, Mad Murdock.
I'm calling him.
Finally, my revenge! They will get you like you got me. I tried to warn you.
Crazy! You're crazy, old man. Go back to your cave.
Now he's not like blocking your way, but you do remember that he's the only one alive that you know of that went inside the keep.
Oh man,
yeah.
He doesn't like this.
Well, we'll say that Topper is still in the back and he still can't see much because he's a halfling. But whenever the flies started coming up, he had 3 veiled hats that had like the veils over them.
That's smart.
And he only had 3 of them though. So he gave them to the 2 brothers that was closest to him, William Loblaw and Father Loblaw.
They're brothers?
Yeah.
I thought one was a father.
No, they're brothers, but one used to be a priest. He just keeps calling himself priest. He's not a priest anymore, but he likes when people call him father.
Okay.
It really annoys
me. How about daddy?
It's only certain people.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Mads, and that's why he's saying Doom shit, but it might be.
Okay.
Okay? So I just wanted to say that I got my shit on, that way I don't get shit in my face.
I have a question with my sling.
Yeah.
Is there like a bullet thing I have to worry about?
You have no bullets.
So I just have a sling.
So
weapons?
You can pick up some rocks.
Okay.
Some like small stones or something.
Is there some on the ground I can grab right now or anything?
Yep.
Okay.
You can grab a handful.
I grab a handful.
Some of them are more suited than others.
Does it say you have weapons?
Yeah.
So oh, I gotcha.
Handful of rocks. Frocks? Rocks. There you go. Like, added an F for some reason.
Shit, both my guys got darts. Oh, one's a quill.
What is it?
Just throws it.
What is a dart?
A dart is like a dartboard dart.
So I just have a dart. Ah, got
like a throwing dart.
So I have one dart?
Yeah, you got one.
Freaking melee.
One sucker. Like I said,
you'd figure the scribe would have the quill.
Like this guy's
a lot of
dagger.
Not gonna survive.
Rob came with a dagger. Jay has sling.
Topper has scissors to be used as dagger.
Nice.
Or scissors.
So do you approach him or skip him by and continue on to the keep?
Jay thinks we should maybe ask for information, but he's crazy, so we don't know if he's gonna actually give us any good information.
I mean, this guy's crazy. We dealt with him before. He never hurt anybody.
Yeah, mainly just wants to go back.
Yeah.
Rob just wants to be safe.
All three of my guys are getting hot in their
bee costumes.
In their costumes.
Yeah.
And I just want to get this thing over with. They don't go back. They don't get it over with. So we're just going to go buy this dude.
Okay. Sting laughs at your foolish attempts to keep yourself insect-free.
Okay, yeah, well, you probably have insects all over your face, and they've been in the sludge.
They're foolish. I'm a beekeeper. I'm wearing my beekeeper's net.
Well, why are you making them? I made your hat, asshole.
You're foolish.
I'm the only hat maker in the village.
No, my hat is way fancier.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We'll see you next time. See my honey, man.
Let's ask the cheese guy. What does he think? But the hats.
Yeah. Have you cut it yet?
No. He's going around.
Smells.
Selling cheese.
He smells funny.
He's super constipated.
He doesn't say sorry for anything.
Do you bring cheese with you?
Enough rations for the three people in my group.
Oh, okay. That's it. And it's all cheese.
Just all cheese.
Okay, so is anyone talking to the madman before we...
Who wants to talk to him? Who doesn't want to talk to him?
Go forward.
I want to pass by the madman.
I would like to talk to him.
All right.
I think he could have some useful information of maybe the layout.
No, I said, yeah.
If he's willing to talk.
You both do?
I think we should probably talk to him.
So, the three of you send one or all of your characters up.
How many send? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
It doesn't matter.
Melee, go.
I want to be, like, confrontational, but still want to be...
Why would you send melee?
Because he's very unthreatened.
So,
let's troll him.
Take the d20 and roll against your luck, and not you, because you didn't go.
I go.
And try to get below your luck. If you can, then you were nice to him, basically. You weren't one of the ones that threw him out of the village.
With just one of the lucks, or what?
Go through all your characters, roll against all the lucks, and you want under.
Oh,
you have to explain Shane what that is.
Roll the d20.
Yeah. 10, so it's under for him.
Okay. And then roll for all of them.
Well, he wasn't very lucky.
10. Okay. Luck is 15.
Rock, fucking rock. Right?
10.
Good job,
Aaron,
Jay!
Aaron was an asshole.
Oh, well, we know.
What?
So any characters that passed...
So fuck, I ain't got no luck, Peter.
...were friendly at one time or another...
Jay would go.
Okay. So they would probably be the good ones to approach him.
That makes sense that he's a trapper. Because he's out there in the woods all the time. He probably ran across him in the woods doing trapping stuff.
So he's...
not a very good trapper. He's being seen in the woods.
Murdoch has turned around and he's eating bugs like popcorn. Basically, he's in for the show.
Don't!
Yeah.
Madness. That's what they say I have. They're wrong. I'm the only one that knows. I'm the only one that's been there. So, wait. I know you.
I'm Jay the Trapper.
Yes, the Trapper.
Trapper Jay.
I tried trapping. I'm not good at it. That's why I'm eating these bugs. They're quite delicious. Would you like some?
No, I'm good. I ate a badger a little bit.
Okay.
And a whole badger?
Are you going to get to the doom? I mean, I don't have very many of these left.
What's the doom look like?
It looks like that.
What's in there?
Oh, terrible thing. Ghastly.
Ghastly?
Have you been in there?
Rick?
Yes, I was there.
There's a lot of cocaine or something? Oh. What's going on with you, buddy?
Is it Rick Ghastly?
Let me tell you what was there.
How did you prepare yourself for what was inside?
I was just curious. I heard that there were great treasures, but I could not stand the horrors inside. They were terrible.
What weapons did you bring?
I tried to sneak.
So you didn't bring any weapons?
Quietly. I was going to bite them.
So that's what you would do?
It did not work.
Did you bite anybody?
No, all that were there were ghastly apparitions.
Write down exactly what you
ghosts.
Saw.
Right.
Ghastly apparitions in black robes with silver symbols. They had with them smoking eggs that they held out before them, and the crazy, mad creatures. Some of them with ram's horns and bulbous, oversized eyes.
I think he's making that up.
Some of them had bodies that weeped maggots, larvae, and flies.
Well, I got my hat on.
I don't want to go here, man. Can we go back?
I got my hat on.
But they were all shaped like men, but beasts.
Oh, beast men.
It was terrible. I saw this and could go no farther and ran out to warn the village, and they threw me out.
I love that. And they threw me out. I'm done.
But I will have my revenge. The doom has come. I saw them carrying the villagers into the keep.
You just watched? You saw
them? I watched, and I saw them.
Why didn't you bite them?
Ate your popcorn?
Taking hordes of treasure and carts deeper into the keep as well.
Ooh, treasure.
They said, I assume it was for sacrifice.
Bunch of scary shit in here, guys. Right.
Where, you said that they're, like, ghastly and, are they corporeal?
You said they were in robes.
Corporeal.
I saw
corporeal.
C-O-R-P-O-R.
The beast were of flesh.
Yeah, because they got maggots and shit.
But the robids were almost invisible.
I don't like that.
I don't know if they can get through my veil.
They can.
Ghostbusters, man. Pick up from this line. That worked for them.
You must beware the vines. They are not as they seem.
The vines. Mm. What do you mean the vines?
The vines!
Fucking vines, man. Those fucking 10-second videos.
No, my Facebook shown down.
You see
vines.
Them? Look.
Stay away from vines. Hanging vines. They can kill us. Choke us.
You see before you, in the direction he points, an old dirt road now overrun with weeds and sickly vines. Rise towards the ruined citadel. A grisly sight bars your way, a pair of bodies secured to poles by long, ropey vines. The wicked vines have wormed their way inside the body's ears, eyes, and mouth. To your horror, you realize the bodies are still moving.
Ah! Like a terrible hentai.
That's terrible.
As I said!
I would just move.
Move your home.
All right,
where you live, just to ignore it.
Thank you, Murdoch.
Confront this terrible evil and also not get abducted from my beds and sacrificed.
Now, should you meet Doom, try and fall off the walls so I can see.
Okay, do you want us to try to get you back in town later?
What town? There will be no town. There is Doom.
All right, well, enjoy your flies. You have a good day.
Thank you. Yes.
Are you Doom too?
Yes. Okay. I've been doomed for years, ever since they cast me out.
I didn't do that.
I know.
Remember that. We didn't cast you out.
That's one of the options.
So we gotta talk about what we're gonna do,
right? It's probably that Aaron guy.
So, yeah, your options are you can take the road that goes directly to, like, the gate, or you can try and scout around the keep and try and find another way in. The only thing is, you seem to be on a time clock. Well, so these guys are going to get sacrificed, so you need to get there
before that happens.
Theoretically, if you care about the people inside.
Well, we also got to watch out for these vines and shit, so scouting around might be a little looking around too much. You know, we know where they are. Should we just go there? I was thinking, like...
I think the vines are comprised on this road.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, that sludge stuff that we saw earlier when we came in here. Like...
Can we throw it on the vines?
Well, I was going to say, like, if the vine, like, how the vines, like...
Yeah.
The vines, like, if they come for us and stuff, like, maybe we put some of that sludge, like...
Like the predator?
Like, over us so they don't really sense us or don't smell us. I figure these beast men, with their beast faces, probably have beast nose and they can smell you coming. So we could mask our scent.
For a guy hiding...
I have a hat that perfectly fits this, because I am a hat maker.
For a guy hiding the back, you have a lot to say.
So do you want...
What are you doing?
One person to try this and move forward? Or do you all want to try this idea, or do you have other ideas?
We should have the magic hat maker with the idea to it.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to do it.
Shit eats him.
But...
He's small, though, right? It takes less.
It does take less. The Loblaws are kind of iffy on his idea, but they have no problem going... And putting the shit all over him. And he's pretty small, so they're gonna grab him each by a foot, just dunk him in, dunk him back out, see
which
if
one?
It works. The Loblaws, the brothers. Okay. They're gonna take a foot, just dunk him into the stuff, dunk him back out.
Oh, the hat maker?
Yeah, okay. The hat maker. Though, he's gonna set all of his hats down on the ground.
Very good. So he needs to roll a fortitude check.
Okay, what's that?
So roll a d20, and these are your bonuses.
This is a d20.
That is a d20. Good, sir.
All right, fortitude check.
You need to roll a 10 or higher.
Yeah, he's gonna be dead.
3.
Okay. So, he kind of screams and gets some in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he comes back out. He seems fine for now.
Okay. This is a good idea.
You like this.
Yeah. So, does he move forward?
I'm happy to be curious.
Yeah, he's going to go forward. The Loblaws are going to stay back a little bit. They're going to collect all of his hats that was on the ground.
Okay.
So
he walks forward carefully.
Yeah.
He looks around. He watches the vines. He sees them moving.
Yeah.
But he can walk past them, and they do not seem to be bothered.
This is right outside of town?
No, this is in the cave.
You've been walking.
How many days?
This is like 4 hours outside of town.
Yes.
It's still pretty close. All you did was walk.
You can see the tower.
4 hours is nothing.
Close. It's close, asshole.
That's why they had a problem with taking people.
Shit. Yes. All right. So
we'll just beat the rules of the game.
We need some weed killer.
What do you want to do?
Well, it seems like I'm going pretty good, and you asked if I would go forward, and the one went forward, the other a little bit back.
So
behind.
Should we all just jump in this slime and try to get through?
I mean, the vines did not attack me, but I mean...
Or is it because
is he through, or is he going through as we speak?
He's through.
Enough where the vines can't get me.
Right. We should send one at a time and see if there's like a difference between like, well, he's a halfling, that's why. He's too short to reach. They're like, fuck him.
I don't know if the size will really go for him.
I don't know.
He's got all the shit all over him. I think that's what it is.
I'm just saying.
The rat catcher splat stick is going to go.
He's going to take
only my halfling.
He's going to try to get through the vines without getting all dirty.
Okay. So, you move forward.
The loblaws didn't get through.
The
right?
vines unwind from the post, freeing the horrors as they begin to shamble towards you.
Horrors? Two guys up on the wall. They're.
The horrors.
They're fronting me.
No, they're dead, right? They're not dead? Wait, are they like.
Yeah.
I think the vines are controlling them?
Yep.
Crap, okay.
Sort of like marionettes.
You gotta fight these guys?
I mean,
like Devil May Cry.
Could do something else, maybe.
Calvin, run!
I go back with my friends.
And so, at this point, we need to roll initiative.
Oh, darn.
So, we're only gonna roll once per character, or per player.
Okay.
Right. So, take your, whatever your best initiative modifier is, which
Zero.
Is gonna be on the right side of the sheet.
Yours is two, Calvin, damn.
But what?
See,
INT?
In it?
In it.
Okay,
and then you got a two.
Roll a d20 and add that number.
Eric, I think you got a two is your best one, right?
Yeah, I have a two.
Yeah. So roll and add
I have
two.
A 20.
Roll
a
what?
So 22.
Shit.
Roll a d20 and add your highest number. You got a 22?
I got 15.
Yeah.
8. Shane. Eric.
You were complaining.
What'd you get?
4.
What'd you get?
8.
Aaron. Okay, so Shane will act first, all of his characters, and then Eric, and then Aaron, and then the vines.
Oh, good.
And then Calvin.
Then me.
And you're the closest one. Shit.
So, Shane, you see two of those corpses being propelled by vines moving towards Calvin's rat catcher.
Yes. Yeah. Splat stick.
So, what do you do?
He's covered in shit?
No.
No.
He's
got a club. That's good.
He ran forward.
How many corpses are there?
Two.
My three guys draw their weapons and surround Calvin.
And their weapons are...
Okay.
A cudgel,
which is a staff.
A dagger, and then a staff.
Okay. Well, shit, he's got a lot of good shit.
Okay, so you surround Calvin. You moved and have surrounded Calvin. What do you do now?
We wait until he approaches.
The corpses?
Yeah.
Okay. They approach, so you attack them? Are you focusing on one of them, or splitting up?
First, we're focusing on the smaller, weaker one.
So let's start with him first.
Okay.
You have an attack modifier.
It should be... This plus 0.
So nothing.
Okay. Yep, nothing. And if you hit, you do this much damage.
ID4 damage?
1d4.
Damn it, Rob.
Yep.
What that means...
it's one
you
of
you find a pyramid. It's
okay.
D4.
Yep.
You're going to roll that.
Okay.
What you
so
that?
They have an armor class, and I won't always tell you this, but they have an armor class of 13. So on your D20, you need to roll a 13 or higher.
18.
You do. So now you roll your D4, and you do damage to them. And explain to me how you hit them.
It's one on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
One. It was a three.
It's a three.
Just put it back down the way it was.
It was sitting like this.
See that there on the bottom?
Oh,
that's
on all
what
three
you
sides.
That's
oh,
how much you did.
So, yeah.
So right. Describe to me your attack.
Okay, I have the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I swing. I lunge right at the frontal lobe of the weaker
like
frontal
a,
lobe.
Like a stabbing
poke?
Motion?
Yes.
Or are you like swinging?
Okay.
You lunged.
So you go to and you... poke, and his temple sort of explodes in this green, blackish goo, and his head kind of slides further down on the vine, but it's still coming.
You say like, whoosh, Resident Evil 4.
So what about
yeah.
your next
right.
character?
All right, you're attacking
a similar tactic, I assume?
Oh, is it all the same ones attack with the one roll?
My
oh.
next character...
Nido.
Oh! Okay. Oh!
So you've done damage to him. He has a number of hit points like you do, and once you get him to 0, he will die.
Okay. My next character, he has
so you
a
say.
He has a dagger.
Okay.
Okay. And he's also a strong dude.
Okay. So roll the dice first to see if you hit.
Okay. Roll your d20 again then.
Yep. This one. And he's at a plus 2.
Yes, you get to add 2 to whatever you roll.
Yep.
Okay, so
you
get a 4.
So you miss.
Okay.
So you can describe that if you want, or you can let me describe it.
You can describe it.
Okay. So he has a dagger, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so he saw...
I got fucked and tripped.
You should have described it.
He saw Michael do this great, like, thing, and it was like, oh, that's awesome! And then he decided to do it as well, but in the heat of the moment didn't realize his weapon was so short, so he's like, here, and just like, yeah! Oh!
So this is between them.
Ah, yeah.
Shoot!
Okay.
Next character. Miss.
Okay.
So what weapon does he have?
He has a staff
as well.
Alright, so he saw that cool guy and that idiot and was like, I'm not going to be doing any of that.
So he just stood there.
No. He had it like behind his back, kind of. Overhead swing, right?
Yeah.
But the guy with the knife kind of freaked out and sort of bumped into him on his way and like knocked him off balance, and now he's there waiting for his next turn, Final Fantasy style.
Okay.
Okay. So that's Shane's. Eric.
Yeah.
You're next.
I'm ready.
Okay, you have one guy covered in filth beyond these, and the other two are on the side of things.
Brothers.
The two brothers.
Yeah.
So what's their plan?
All right, is it still two guys coming at me?
Two guys. One of them is a little more wounded than the other. Mad Murdock is having the time of his life.
Yeah. Okay.
One's attacking Shane, I guess. And
all right.
The other one might be still be going for Calvin.
Sure. Now, we grew up as brothers, but when we were brothers, when we were younger, we were both bullies. So we naturally go for the more injured, weaker one.
Makes sense.
All right? So,
So Calvin.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but the only thing is that even though we're brothers, I shouldn't say it. Okay, we both have darts.
Okay.
Is all we have, right?
Hey,
so, range attack.
Are they like darts?
They're just dart. Well, one's a
jerks?
Quill. Oh. Like a feather quill. But it's really well balanced. It goes really, really quick.
So is it literally the pen is mightier than the sword?
Sometimes.
So if you throw a ranged weapon into someone that's in melee combat, you have a chance of hitting your friend.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care about that.
All right.
You can't. Friends. We're just neighbors.
Just make sure.
The other guy, it's not in melee combat.
He's got it.
Yes. Okay. Well,
go on.
One guy missed. With
Shane's dead.
Okay, so I got my darts. I'm going to, at range,
yep.
And I mean, we throw them almost at the same time. It's so quick.
Pow.
But we're so good. Do I get to say how many darts I have?
You have one.
I have one dart here, and then it says +3. No, okay, we each have a dart.
Yeah, the +3 is you add your d20.
So when I throw
hit.
My dart, do I no longer have a dart?
You gotta go get it back.
Okay.
You could stab him with a dart.
Yeah. Well, I've got two guys fighting after me, so
yeah.
I can throw and then retreat.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
So we're going to, we're brothers, we've been practicing all of our lives. We're throwing the darts so close, almost each other, at the wounded one.
Okay.
As close as we can. To that hole so we can get more in there.
Let's roll the die.
Which one?
D20. Get in that hole.
Normally when I say roll the die, I always mean D20. Okay, so that one misses.
All right, I missed.
So you just, like, wing it past it.
What about the next one with the +3?
6, 9. No, wait, is that 6 or a 9?
It's a 6.
That's a 6.
6.
Dots at the bottom, so it's a...
So they both miss.
We both missed. But did we hit him?
Oh, yeah, we have to check.
Yeah,
I don't think his armor class is that low. So no, you don't.
All right. All right.
Well,
and my one guy just already passed. So it doesn't matter.
He's just gonna stay in there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm
gonna say he could come from behind because he's already.
He could
passed.
Become a zombie.
He could, or he could continue forward and leave these suckers behind.
I mean, they have his hats.
That's true. All right. So next is Aaron.
All right. But what?
Wait, Jay. What's the hat maker's armor class? Did they hit him because he was standing?
No, he got past him.
Because
he was smart and he put the shit all over him.
Yeah.
He didn't put his shit on you.
He probably doesn't have a life-threatening disease.
All right, he was wearing the hat, the veil. It's not on his real face. It's on the veil's face.
I guess that my my guys are gonna have to move in a bit. I have a dart and I have a sling and then I have a dagger. So, I suppose Rop will try to go in and help with the guy that Shane's battling.
Okay.
With his dagger, right?
All
right. He's not very good. He's not very strong.
No.
He's pretty weak.
Yep.
Make sure he gets in close.
He needs to try to get in close enough, but we'll see how it works. So
sure.
He's going to come in there and try to slash at this...
Charging overhand.
This zombie. Maybe more like a diagonal kind of thing, maybe.
Okay.
Trying to, like, slash it. Because, like, before it stabbed and it just kind of fell, but maybe you get a good slash in there. It might kind of like split it in a good bit.
Yep.
So, we'll try hitting him.
Okay.
Right. Do it.
It's 15.
Hits.
Okay. And it's with a D4, but minus one.
Minus one.
I hope I don't roll a one.
Yeah, fuck. You always do a minimum of one.
Okay, so I do one.
You do one.
Okay, so you kind of go, fwa, and knock off a thorn, and feel accomplished.
Yay.
Okay.
Good job, Rob.
So who's next?
Next is,
You've half killed one of them.
Well, I got two range guys. So should I attack the other guy no one's meleeing, or focus on the other guy? I'll throw stuff at the guy that no one's meleeing, I think.
This pencil literally breaks graphite off in little quarter-inch lengths.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Rick stole my blue one.
That's why I got my pen.
Here's another one.
All right, so I'll do some range attacks to the other one, so there's no chance of me hitting the other one, okay. Right? Does that work right?
Sure.
So,
oh, it's fucking broke, that's why.
We've got Jay with a sling, and he had a handful of rocks. He's going to find a good rock, get it in there, and chuck it, right?
Just like that.
So here goes Jay with a sling of power. That's what he calls it.
Sure.
He didn't.
This is a fun system.
Yes. Yeah, I got a one.
It's like a miss badly, and then
I got a one.
Is there like a near...
All right,
Jay has failed me.
You need to roll...
Was that luck thing about?
D4.
Did that luck thing help me at all?
Yes, you can spend luck at any time to increase your die roll.
Sure.
By how much? Like, how does it work? Just
you
one?
Can spend as much as you want. But remember.
Oh, so every luck equals one?
Every luck equals plus one.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much, but it might save me from whatever terrible, terrible things are about to happen.
So, yeah. It's up to you.
Am I allowed to find out what the terrible thing's going to be first?
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. Nope.
How terrible things
could these be?
How thirsty were you?
You're only rolling a D4 on a table that goes up to 20.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
Just, I'll go with it.
All right, roll
D4. This is the first D1, or the first natural one. We'll see what happens.
D4!
As long as one of my guys don't die.
Yeah.
Might hit one of you guys.
I feel like every single thing I do, I don't win, I die.
It's a three.
Your character dies. No.
What?
What? So you're doing your sling, and you let go of the whole sling. So it's right at the feet of
the zombie thorny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Okay. Don't die. Melee's gonna throw a dart.
All right.
It's gonna be. He's gonna lose his weapon either way. So just throw this dart.
Roll a die.
At the other guy.
Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't aiming at the one.
That's good.
Yeah.
18.
It hits.
Good. So now I'll either do one. Two or three.
Okay. Huh? This is the fresh
no,
one.
Oh, no, I get a plus one on this guy.
Yeah, you get a plus
one
on this guy.
3, 4.
Nice. All right.
Good job, Melee.
Damn it.
Damn it, Jay.
So, yeah, it...
Good job,
it
Rob.
Goes straight through the vine, makes a hole much bigger than you expected.
Yeah. No, I lost my weapon.
Still standing, though.
Can I pick that up again later?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
So the vines go next. All right. So one of them is going to try and attack one of Shane's characters that's in Melee, and one of them in Calvin's. All right, Shane, who's in melee?
I try to assist you.
Who's in melee? I think it's
all of them, right?
Yeah, they all
kind of
are
awkward
right. for melee.
Michael hit these two minutes.
So he's going to go with Michael, since Michael did damage. He rolls a 4, plus 2 is a 6. So 6 versus your armor
AC,
class.
AC, which is this AC, though?
Yeah. It's an 11.
Okay.
So it doesn't. All right, so it comes, and it takes its vine and sort of slaps at you, but you jump back out of the way.
Okay.
All right. Now one for Calvin. That's an 11 plus 2 is 13, Calvin.
13. Yeah, that hits.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
It would hit anybody. Yeah.
So, a D4.
Wait, is it this guy that's up there?
Yeah, Splatstick. He was the guy that was going to go.
How many hit points does he have?
One.
Okay. One.
You're dead.
Okay.
So. Who died?
Splatstick.
God yeah. damn it.
So, the Seriously? Vine comes
What's
around.
In there?
Squeaky bottom.
Yeah, order for a hat.
and it goes,
make the hat?
Yeah.
And you sort of think it's going high, so you duck, but it's actually going mid, and it wraps around your throat, and you guys just hear a sickening sound as he falls.
I was hoping it was going to be like, I'm sorry. I was hoping it was going
to
be like,
you are not meant to be in the
Slither style when he cuts that guy in half.
He's smarter.
All right, so cross him out, he's dead.
As long as he fell to the ground, I'm okay. Now these vines are like,
yeah.
Like, no, not again.
Don't give me ideas.
I mean,
like, fucking.
Can Rick do what the fuck he wants to do?
What do I gotta roll?
Bound to your rules, like,
what do I gotta roll?
He has some rules.
So
offer to
I am playing your antagonist. I am not your antagonist. So I am not going
describing stuff.
To cheat.
He's like, you're right. It does this now.
Although
so you're already describing predetermined hit points and predetermined decisions.
But I'm not bound by them.
Yeah. If the story calls for it, he can change it. But only in so much as to make the story better.
Yeah.
Not to try to fuck with us.
Okay.
You just got to trust.
The game master is not the antagonist. The story is the antagonist.
I broke my phone.
Calvin, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Save your guy.
Guy's dead. Just run through. He's gone. Leave him.
Can we throw his body to them so that we can distract him and just run past?
Yeah, but how are we gonna get back out?
We'll throw them. I'm sure other people are gonna die. We can throw their body.
Just leave their body in the front.
Or we can all do the disease riddled filth and get out for a little bit.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You caught.
I got a hat on that protects my face.
Eric, saying that, one of your characters notices that the vine killed Calvin's character.
Yeah.
It seems preoccupied with the corpse.
Yeah, okay.
It's,
I've seen hentai. I don't have to explain.
Its vines start to go into places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have seen that.
What kind of plate, though?
Let me show you a video.
Oh, please.
Show me on this doll where this vine touched
one of
you.
Them, one of them is fucking this corpse. The corpse is fucking the corpse.
So let's just get rid of the other one.
Let's kill someone else. Throw the other one.
So one of them is distracted with this body?
It seems to be.
Okay, that's the one that wasn't in melee combat. That was the other one. So if we kill off the one, we maybe can run in.
Yeah. Maybe.
But then they're going to have another body up there.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill us later.
So, Calvin, what do you do?
Melee the melee one.
It could be a secret entrance. We can get out.
It could be. Or we could just all die.
I mean, it's a tunnel, right? Like a cave?
Secret tunnel.
It's a keep. A castle.
A keep. Okay. They went. Every time you build a keep, you always have a back door. We can go out the back door. I should have came in the back door.
Yeah,
fuck!
Tentacles are already going in the back door, Eric.
Here's a picture.
Yeah, it's gotta be a back door somewhere.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Dude, I like that guy back here.
Shh.
Yeah. Calvin, what do you do?
We need to jump over the wall.
No way you can go that.
Jump over the wall.
Yeah. Uglump is gonna...
Uglump.
He knew Splatstick for a long time. Even though he wasn't best friends with him, like he was the storekeeper. He gets a bit upset seeing those vines doing those things to another dwarf.
Okay.
Not getting his proper burial and all that. So he's going to charge in with his rock pick. And see
no
if he
one
can...
tosses the sword of a dwarf.
He's going to see if he can mess him up.
Okay,
so,
do it.
The one that is focusing on the deceased dwarf. It's gonna, while it's preoccupied, it's gonna take some swings at it.
Let's do it.
Okay, guys, we're taking a break for this one. Make sure you stick around. We'll be doing part two here very soon. And thank you, Rick, for showing here. You'll see you next time.